It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Local elections are happening across the country today. Among other votes in Michigan, two mayors will be elected, Detroiters will vote on changes to their city charter, and a state representative is up for recall. I'm joined now by Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry. Jack, why are local elections held in off years, especially when voter turnout is historically pretty low?
Well, Jen, there's always elections, and the Constitution has always prescribed we have an election on the first Tuesday after the first Monday of November, and a lot of local communities gear their elections to off-year cycles. A couple states do for governorships, but it's kind of common for mayors to be elected in years that end in an odd number.
So even with low voter turnout, local elections do have important issues on the ballot. How much of an impact do they have on state politics?
Well, of course they do, and they certainly have a huge impact sometimes locally. If it's important to you that they fix the potholes in front of your street, and there's something on the ballot about the referendum on roads, you might want to vote today. But they can also have a lot of impact, you know, statewide, and people are going to be looking today very closely at the attempt to recall State Representative Paul Scott, who's been the chair of the Education Committee up in Grand Blanc. If he is recalled, some people will interpret that as a vote of no confidence in the Snyder administration.
When we look at local elections as compared to state or national elections, how are the campaigning dynamics different?
Well, they're very, very local. You know, Tip O'Neill said all politics are local, and these politics are very, very local, although sometimes national politics or state politics will intrude into them. Certainly that's the case in the Paul Scott recall, where the MEA, the teachers union, has spent more than $100,000 trying to get him recalled, and Governor Snyder and a lot of Republicans have urged people not to recall him. But really, it's sort of more of a bottom-up kind of thing, and you sometimes see results that are different from what you might expect in statewide referenda. You'll have years when people will be very adamantly against statewide tax increases, national tax increases, but when they're asked to fix the roads or they're asked for some kind of millage for special education, for something in their community, something they know and understand, they'll vote yes.
So, Jack, if these local elections are really keying in on issues that affect people's everyday lives, it's about fixing potholes, it's about the education system in their own neighborhood, why do we see such low voter turnout?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think people don't really understand the impact that they can have and the effect that one vote can have. We all get excited about a presidential election and people stand in line to vote in one of those. We get excited sometimes about gubernatorial elections, but it's hard for people to get enthusiastic most of the time about something like a school board or something like a local mayor, when in fact that might mean a lot more to them in terms of their lives. Obviously, you know, in 2005, we had an election, a very spirited election in Detroit, where Kwame Kilpatrick was reelected in something of an upset. In hindsight, I'm not sure those voters would vote to reelect Kwame Kilpatrick if they knew what they knew now. But the tragedy is most people didn't vote. And so because the pool is so much smaller, if you go vote today, you can have proportionally a much greater influence.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst. Jack, it's always good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Jen.